from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The California Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in San Francisco today on whether cities and counties can ban retail pot dispensaries, even though state law allows for them. City of Riverside versus Inland Empire Patients Health and Wellness Center is one of at least six appellate court cases coming down on different sides of the issue, and many people are looking to this case to deliver some legal clarity. Michael Montgomery reports.
Storefront dispensaries proliferated since voters approved the use of medical marijuana 17 years ago, but there also has been a backlash. In California, there are now some 180 local bans on pot dispensaries. Attorney David Nick says the court should strike down those bans.
There's a long line of precedent from the California Supreme Court that sets down a very basic rule, and the rule is that local governments cannot ban what state law makes lawful.
Nick represents the Inland Empire Patients Health and Wellness Center. 2 years ago, the dispensary sued the city of Riverside over a local zoning ordinance that bans any facility where medical marijuana is made available. The city argues that local governments have broad power to determine how their land is used, and also that the state cannot authorize something that is illegal under federal law. An appellate court sided with Riverside, so the defendants appealed to the Supreme Court. The case is being watched closely, and not just in places that have outlawed medical pot. Jane Usher is a Los Angeles special city attorney.
Chaos isn't helpful. It isn't helpful to cities. It's not helpful to patients. So to the extent the California Supreme Court is able to provide clarity, I think everybody benefits.
Usher says a broad ruling from the court could provide local governments with guidance on how to regulate dispensaries instead of banning them completely. A decision by the court is expected this spring. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
Later today, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors is expected to take up a proposal to force owners of so-called soft-story buildings to retrofit them to better withstand earthquakes. According to the San Francisco Public Press, the measure would apply only to wood-frame buildings built before 1978 with at least three stories. Back in 1989, a number of stores and garages gave way under the weight of the apartments above when the Loma Prieta earthquake hit. Other cities in the region have since required retrofits for soft-story buildings, but not San Francisco, even though it's believed to have about 3,000 of them. There's a distinct possibility that automatic across-the-board federal spending cuts will kick in on March 1st, thanks to political gridlock in Washington, D.C. Half the cuts would hit the military, and California has a lot at stake, with military bases, research facilities, and contractors up and down the state. Eric Anderson of KPBS recently attended the largest military trade show on the West Coast in San Diego and found lots of people talking about the S word, sequestration.
Getting a customer's attention at a trade show crowded with competitors means standing out. That's what Mike Haskell's military camouflage tent display does for Haskell Denke Labs. The Florida-based company sells military antennas.
Some look like cones and Christmas trees, and then some look like the old TV-type antennas that everybody's familiar with.
The company has built military antennas for 26 years.
Yeah, we sell to General Dynamics, Raytheon, L3, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and quite a few others.
Across the hall at the San Diego Convention Center, John Irwin shows off his company's star product. He works for Worldwide Technology Incorporated, a St. Louis company with a $5 billion sales sheet last year. The firm turns these tractor-trailer shipping containers into portable and durable computer farms.
As we walk into the mobile data center, you'll notice we have a slightly raised floor. That's because we have a vibration isolation system.
Servers are solidly bolted in, and the inside shell of the container sits on shocks.
We have self-contained air conditioning. If you're in the desert or someplace like that, it's not pulling sand from the outside. It's recirculating the air and cooling it.
The product is designed to function in a harsh environment, but the company that makes the containers may find the harsh environment of shrinking defense budgets too much to handle. Irwin says just the possibility of military spending cuts is causing defense contractors to retrench.
If you don't know how to plan, you don't know how to execute. And that really makes a big difference, regardless of what it is.
The fiduciary uncertainty has been fueled in part by the S word.
Sequestration?
Sequestration.
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 Oh, sequestration, yeah.
Sequestration is across-the-board spending cuts that slice deeply into the Pentagon budget. Defense cutbacks will be felt throughout the state. The DOD spends $57 billion in California each year. That's one of every 10 defense dollars spent. Retired Vice Admiral Terry Blake came to the conference to talk about cutbacks. He spent about 8 years as the Navy's chief financial officer. Blake says things are changing for a military that fed on a $530 billion budget in 2011.
We've just gone through a decade of sustained real growth, and now we've got this downturn, which everybody's aware of. So the decision will be, is the system I currently have in place good enough?
Nearly $9 billion in cuts are possible in this fiscal year alone. And Blake says contractors will be challenged to stay flexible.
If they need to, can they reinvent themselves?
But flexibility can mean different things to different companies. Mark Potter works at Datron World Communications in San Diego County. The Vista firm's 300 workers make military radios, and they're already outsourcing work.
When we don't have the business in the pipeline, then we idle our workers is basically what's happening. Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty catastrophic, actually.
The last round of Defense Department cuts led to the loss of 375,000 jobs in California in the 1990s. The budget-cutting acts will hurt the state, but it will be felt most acutely by companies that are heavily dependent on Defense Department dollars. Mike Haskell doesn't need one of his high-tech military antennas to sense that the coming years will be difficult.
We just hunker down, weather the storm, and try to develop new products and make the situation even better for tomorrow's soldier.
Haskell says smaller companies can't rely on deep pockets to wait for military spending to rebound. They'll have to find new markets or risk falling by the wayside. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, February 5th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2013 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information is available at www.irvine.org. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.